And Harrodsburg Heritage Days is taking place this Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th. And it's a fantastic celebration. It is classic small town Indiana. You started in 1986, Paul. When did you personally get involved with this festival?
I have been involved with it on and off since its inception. This is my 22nd year, I believe, as president.
And that means you get to organize all of the wonderful things that are going on. So it will begin, as it always does, coming up on Friday afternoon. Tell us what's on the docket, and I'll remind everybody before we get this started, Paul, how much does it cost to come to your festival?
Cost nothing to come to the festival. There is no charge for parking, no charge to get in, no charge for the entertainment. Just come and have a great time.
All right, there's no catch. That's it. Show up in Harrodsburg. Now bring a couple of bucks for your food and beverage and all the other fun stuff that goes along with that. But it starts 4 o'clock on Friday. Tell me what's on the agenda.
We will start with our fish fry. We have partnered with the Bloomington Shrine Club. The Shriners are going to be cooking fish for us this year. Really, really happy to have them on board. So we're going to have our great fish fry. That's back this year. We will, after that, the carnival will be open. We'll have craft vendors open. Other food booths will be open. So there'll just be a lot to do. A lot of stuff to see. At 6 o'clock, our stage will be open. And at 7 o'clock, the band The Dynamics are on stage.
Oh, baby, that'll be fun. Come on down.
Always a good time.
Absolutely. And, Paul, you want people to bring, like, camping chairs and lawn chairs, too. That helps out, right?
We have seating, but you are more than welcome to bring your lawn chair and sit underneath our covered arena and listen to the band. We have a large shelter house that actually covers a basketball court, and so even if we get a few sprinkles of rain, which is not going to happen, you're still covered.
And that's the fun part as well. Rain or shine, we're going to have fun down in Harrodsburg. The Harrodsburg Heritage Days Festival coming up this weekend. Paul Strain is my guest today. He's been involved with it since the beginning of the Harrodsburg Heritage Days Festival. So Friday, you get something to eat. We'll have some fun with the dynamics. You'll see all the craft booths and everything else. But Saturday, that is the full day. What time do we get started on Saturday morning at Harrodsburg, Paul?
Saturday at 10 o'clock, we have our baby contest, no charge to enter. Newborns up to 36 months, just come a little bit early and register. And after our baby contest, naturally, we'll have all of the carnival. We'll have all of our craft booths open. All the food vendors will be open. The fish fry will be going. At 11 o'clock, we have a magic show this year for the kids on the outdoor stage. We have a silent auction going on for the entire Friday and Saturday that will be wrapping up at 5 o'clock. We have a lot of things donated by just local area merchants. They have been so generous to donate a lot of stuff for us. Great stuff on our silent auction. All of the money is staying right at the community center. We have a 50-50 drawing that we'll be selling tickets for all year. That is being drawn on Saturday afternoon. But right after our magic show at 2 o'clock, we have our parade. And everyone
well, you can't have a festival without parade. You can't have a festival without a parade, can you? No way.
No.
Who's the Grand Marshal this year? Is that going to be you?
No. The Grand Marshal is Mark Watson. He has been a teacher he retired from the Monroe County Schools. He's been a coach, and he is a lifelong Harrodsburg area resident.
Oh, fantastic. Just fantastic. This is all free, folks. Everything you're hearing Paul talk about is free. Free in Harrodsburg. Harrodsburg Heritage Days. You can go to their Facebook page, which gives you the entire schedule of events that Paul is helping us out with. And how long do we go on Saturday afternoon, Paul? We've got the parade at 2 o'clock. What's going on after that?
Directly after the parade, we have our children's tractor pull. We have a wonderful company called Playin' Hooky. And after the children's tractor pull, we have something a little unusual. We have an adult pedal tractor pull. Which there is, this gentleman has built an adult pedal tractor. It is something you really have to see. And we have different classes you can enter and come down and, you know, try your hand at a tractor pull yourself.
There you go. Fill yourself with fish and see how far you can pedal on a Saturday afternoon. Now, the parade route is right near the community center. Everything's right by each other, so this is not a huge walking day, right? You're not going to have to bring your walking shoes and go. We're not going to park you three counties away and bring you over, right?
And we actually have shuttles running from our parking lots, too.
Even better. And then you've got some big entertainment on Saturday night. We're right back to the Covered Pavilion.
And Lloyd Wood is performing for us on our outdoor stage.
Well, you get Lloyd Wood out there. How much does that cost me?
Oh, you know what? Lloyd has been very generous with us on his price. But you know what? He loves our performing at our festival, and we're just lucky to have him.
How many food trucks are you going to have, Paul? I know we've talked about the fish fry here, if people aren't, if that's not up their angle. You're going to have plenty of food vendors and other things, correct?
Plenty of food vendors, plenty of crafts. There's just a huge variety of, you know, a lot of different things coming that, you know, I think everyone will be able to find something that they're really going to enjoy.
It's small town Indiana at its finest, folks. HarrodsburgHeritageFestival.org. You can go to Facebook and search like I did, Harrodsburg Heritage Days, and boom, everything pops up. And the first thing that pops up is the greatest idea I've seen in a while. For those of us who sometimes forget to stick some cash in our pocket, you will be very helpful this weekend.
We have an ATM on site.
That is outstanding. And again, there is no tickets to enter. There is no fee to park. The money that you will draw out of the ATM will go for crafts and food trucks and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. If you would like to get somebody in the baby contest early, do you have to sign up beforehand, Paul, or you just show up and have a good time?
Just if you you show up just a few minutes before 10, we will get you registered.
Excellent. And the silent auction as well. Let's not forget about that. That's a great way. Now, you talked about the money staying with the community center. Do you have long-term plans? Do you have things you need to fix? We know the Harrodsburg Heritage Days, as you mentioned, has been going on for 36 years. This is your big fundraiser.
This is our big fundraiser, and, you know, we always are looking to improve things, put some new things in. So we actually have a wish list, but where it always goes for a good cause.
And there's no better cause than enjoying South Central Indiana. Harrodsburg Heritage Days. Paul Strain is our guest this afternoon. He has been involved since the word go all the way back in the, mid-1980s, Paul? It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
And it's a great way to get away from reality for a while and go enjoy a parade. Most parades, you have to wait till either Memorial Day or 4th of July. Nope, get your parade season started. Harrodsburg Heritage Days. Just type it into your Facebook search bar. It pops right up for you. Plenty of things for kids. The adults, you can check out the arts and crafts market, the parade, and all the great live music. Okay, what time again do we start on Friday?
Friday at 4 o'clock.
Let's play some hooky, kids. Let's leave work a little early and get down to Harrodsburg and enjoy it all. Well, Paul, I'll let you get some rest. Before you go, though, I want you to brag on your staff. You said that you've got the easiest job in the world. Who are some of the players behind the scenes who have helped put this fantastic weekend together?
You know, if I start naming people, I will forget somebody.
That is great leadership. You have figured this out over the years, my friend. But that's awesome that the community comes together, pulls together, and puts on one heck of a party. Well, you have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll get caught up with you soon.
Thank you so much. We hope to see all of you this weekend.